out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not awful disgusting purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Day, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com, your favorite podcast type app. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, I'm pretty sure you are now. I'm looking at my dials. They were fucking with me a moment ago. However you're taking us in, we appreciate it. Thanks for joining us. Lots to talk about today. We missed a day yesterday. Apologies. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and I just want to say congratulations to America and all the people that voted for Trump. You're going to get that big military parade like the kind you have in Russia, you know, when they drive the missiles up and down Pennsylvania Avenue, something like that.
Oh, yeah, North Korea.
Yeah, that's insane.
That story and more. We got tons coming up for you. Don't forget, if you want to tweet us during the show, at Crab Diving, one word. C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also hurl us a message over to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool kids hang out and smoke herbs.
Herbs.
Natural. Oh, yes. All natural stuff.
Oh, yes. By the way, we're approaching 15,000 followers on Facebook.
15,000, and we passed 8 on the Twitter. So,
Shit.
Thanks to all that you like us. You really like us.
Thanks for the likes and thanks for the shares, baby.
I think we have some more trolley followers, a few on the Twitter, but right. You know, that's kind of how it goes. None were purchased, by the way.
And none are Russian bots.
Well, I can't guarantee that, but none were purchased.
Oh, yeah, we can't. That's right.
We probably have a small percentage of fake accounts following us. You can't help it, especially
right.
If you're doing the political type stuff. And we've got one troll on the Facebook who's been,
coming
back. It's pretending to be an old woman or Cunningham, something like that.
Oh, wow.
Is the last name, something I think, or of the fake name, you know, 14 friends, pictures of a human. It's like a dog joined Facebook 8 minutes ago, that kind of thing. But, battling it out with some of our regulars.
Yes.
So, you know, haven't said anything too horrendous. We don't like to block people anyway, unless you say something really horrifically racist,
I think over
anti-woman or anti-Muslim.
We've only blocked like 2 or 3 people over the years. Am I wrong?
Mostly for really racist shit.
Yeah. Don't be dickheads.
God bless America.
There aren't many sides. I mean, I know we live in a racist society right now. I mean, my God.
I mean, you
got a fucking president.
Libtards. We don't give a shit about that. You can say whatever you want about us, but when you start saying horrific things about certain groups, especially marginalized groups,
Don't be fascists.
We might not put up with a lot of that shit. Subtle,
right?
Your normal subtle Republican, conservative, racist shit you will put up with,
right?
But if you sling the N-word or things like that, we'll probably you might get
N-word
might get
slinging.
Banned.
Yes.
Might get banned. There is so much yesterday. Apologies again. No show yesterday. I forgot to mention it on Monday's show that we would not have one yesterday. So sorry for the confusion to our good and loyal friends who tuned in and then were like, WTF, where are the crabs? We appreciate
thanks for noticing
all
we
the inquiries, etc.
I appreciate that.
I had a toothy appointment.
Right. So, we were missed. That's nice.
Let's see what's going on in your headlines today. It's a stormy day here. Not a Stormy Daniels day.
Right.
Or a Stormy, is it Jenner now? Kylie Jenner's?
Oh,
Kylie
my
Jenner's
God, damn,
new
man.
Little crotch spawn named Stormy with an I.
God damn, man. Why do rich people name their kids such odd...
I don't know. Because they're assholes.
Things. Yeah, that's probably it.
Stormy Bree. Oh, no, wait. That's somebody else.
Stormy Bree.
Somebody named Stormy Bree is throwing shade at Kylie Jenner using her name.
Oh, yes. Jeez. Goddamn.
Kylie Jenner, baby Stormy with an I, Stormi. I'm sure you all were really concerned about Kylie Jenner's spawn.
Right. Yeah. Listen, I don't give a shit what her name is. She's going to be just fine.
Born on February 1st, Stormy is the first child for Jenner and her boyfriend, rapper Travis Scott. So there you go.
Wow. So I've never heard of Travis Scott. Who
I don't know
fuck
if it's
he?
Stormy Scott or Stormy Jenner Scott maybe they just named her Weather.
Hey, listen, if I'm Stormy, I want to go with the Jenner name. I think that's better. It'll get you out of more traffic tickets, I would think.
Probably, I guess. I would guess, yeah.
Yes.
Let's see what's going on in the headlines. The real headlines is because I'm hoping most people don't give one tiny little micro fuck about Stormy Jenner.
Micro fuck.
Let's see what's going on in your headlines today, and then we'll get to all the fun shit.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, February 7th, 2018.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
Oh, wee-wee.
This is an interesting story. Over to the commie pinko liberal.
In fate.
Oopo. From the already ample Donald Trump really hires the fucking best, doesn't he,
yes,
file?
Absolutely.
Today, Trump aide, the headline says, Trump aide resigns over abuse allegations.
Oh, I read about this. This is fucking
this
guy.
This is Rob Porter. It's there's all kinds of shit been going on about him, including the fact that people are can't believe how much... John Kelly is defending this guy.
Oh, God.
Because what the hell? He only popped his both ex-wives. White House Staff Secretary Rob Porter has resigned.
Bye-bye.
Following newly published reports alleging that he physically abused his two ex-wives.
Oh, my God.
He finally resigned from his position today. The White House has confirmed his ex-wife, Jennifer Willoughby.
Yes.
Spoke with the Daily Mail.
UK.
And she said that he emotionally, mentally, and physically abused her.
Oh, nice.
Allegedly, after getting into an argument with her in 2010, he pulled her from the shower by the shoulders and yelled
oh my
at her.
God.
His first wife, Colby Holderness.
Right.
Holderness.
Colby. You're named after cheese.
Colby with an IE.
Oh, okay.
Maybe with Colby. A little heart over the eye.
Oh, okay. Oh, an accent.
Colby Holderness.
Oh, yes.
The first wife alleged that he punched her in 2015. He threw me down on the bed, punched me in the face, she said. I think he was shocked that he had lost control to that extent.
Right. God damn. That's fucked up. Oh, my God.
He says he's denying everything. These outrageous allegations are simply false, he said. I took the photos given to the media nearly 15 years ago, and the reality behind them is nowhere close to what was being described.
Okay.
She sent, she posted a picture of her big black eye.
Oh, God. Oh, I saw that. It looks horrible.
He said, I've been transparent and truthful about these vile claims. I will not further engage publicly with a coordinated smear campaign. Kelly, John Kelly, the alleged adult in the room, who we're learning more and more about by the day, is a total, is engaged in total Trump fuckery.
Yeah.
Said he released a statement defending Porter and hoping he doesn't resign.
Oh, shit.
Rob Porter's a man of true integrity and honor, and I can't say enough good things about him. He's a friend, a confidant, and a trusted professional. I'm proud to serve alongside him.
Hey, what happened to this bullshit narrative that John Kelly was the adult in the room? What happened to that?
Yeah, it's showing that he's...
Jeez.
He may be, but he's an adult asshole.
Right. I think that's a myth. I mean, didn't he just say something about the DACA? They were lazy. He didn't update
if they haven't updated or applied for status, they're either afraid or lazy or something like that. Yeah.
Afraid?
I don't think he said afraid.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, well, yeah, dude, brown people are afraid of the Trump administration, maybe. I get it.
I want to put myself on a list.
Yeah, let me give you my name and where I live and all that shit. That way your ICE people can come pick me the fuck up.
It was Democrats are talking about that, of course, and they're pissed that, Dick Durbin said they're challenging, John Kelly today when they were at a meeting.
Yes.
On immigration in the Capitol office of House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy. He said there, Kelly said yesterday, there are 690,000 official DACA registrants, and the president sent over what amounts to be 2.5 times that number to 1.8 million. The difference between 690 and 1.8 million were the people that some would say were too afraid to sign up. Others would say were too lazy to get off their asses, but they didn't sign up.
Oh, my God. What a fucking asshole. I mean,
yeah, I saw him.
Yeah,
I've seen the tape of him saying it or whatever. It's bad. It's a little out of touch, but he's an asshole military guy. He does say that there were people who were too afraid to sign up.
Yeah.
And then he says maybe there were people who were too lazy to get off their asses. I think that's like a military guy. You know what I mean? I mean,
right.
He's an asshole and he's anti-immigrant and all that. Yeah. I'm just saying this one incident. Is tinting,
yes,
a little bit.
Oh, I see what you're
saying. It's a little rinse.
John Kelly mauve rinse
in the hair.
Here's the only expectation I have for you, you fucking right wing nut job piece of shit, just like the rest of the Trump administration. Don't let him shoot nukes into North Korea. That's all we want from you.
For the short term, yeah.
Yeah, and your dickhead friend, H.R. McMaster, and whoever the fuck is supposed to be the quote-unquote adult. That's the only thing we expect of you. I expect you to be a shithead in all other accounts. You're a fucking Republican.
So that's, I think kind of tone deaf. I don't think it's ring the alarm bells, oh my God, hanging from the yard arm kind of thing. But
right. Well, I mean, especially.
He's shown his ass fuckery before, though, with allegedly scuttling the bipartisan immigration deal that Dick Durbin and Lindsey Graham brought to the president when Kelly's the one who they say brought in your Tom Cottons and your lunatics.
Oh, he fucked it up.
Yeah, your lunatics from the House.
Well, I mean, compared to the rest of the racists in the White House, I mean, is he? I guess he's not as bad. I mean, he's no Stephen Miller. I mean, you can try, John. I guess.
Well, it sounds something like they're buds, though. Him and Stephen Miller
are
right up there with the whole immigration stance. Durbin said, I don't know the motive of why all those who could have didn't apply. Some were afraid, very afraid. They spent their whole lives saying, live in the shadows and don't let the government know you're here because you're undocumented. It was scary for them to step up and sign up. And some of their parents begged them not to.
God.
I think that was the dominant reason such a large number did not sign up. I agree. Were there a small percentage that maybe were, quote, too lazy to get off their asses? Maybe.
Yeah, but yeah, right.
But it's, you know, it's an asshole-ish categorization, but I don't know if it's, you know.
And it, I agree. It shows like a lot of insensitivity. I mean, he's a rich fucking white guy. That
is he rich?
Lifetime
career military?
Can you get that?
Well, right.
You know, these people that he's talking about. I mean, you know, it just shows that he has no empathy. I'm sure he has no idea what it's like to have some sort of status where you don't know whether or not you're going to get deported. You know, I think about that when I hear these Republicans talking about DACA and how they're handling it. Like, my God, you have no idea what their life is like. And they're supposedly, I don't know, trying to do the right thing, but they don't know what it's like to be a DACA person or to be a dreamer. And this kind of, you know, that quote by Kelly kind of illustrates that, I guess.
I guess we could find out all of the seller salaries.
Yes.
That they're getting now. Chief of staff gets $205,000 a year. So he's doing
that's
okay.
A lot of fucking money.
God, that's $563 a day.
He's got a lot of money. We're now, you know what I mean? Like, fuck him. Fuck that rich motherfucker.
$563 a day.
You know what? It really is. I mean, what he said, yes, is insensitive. And I agree. It's not like something the guy should be, but it's so fucking racist. And he's a chief of staff in the fucking White House.
Paul Ryan makes more.
I mean, imagine. Right.
Mike Pence makes more than Paul Ryan.
Yeah. Imagine if Obama's chief of staff would have said that. He would have been fucking fired.
Oh, well, anything.
Obama would have kicked him the fuck out. No liberal's going to sit there and stand for that kind of language out of the White House. But the Republicans will.
Well, that's the main language of them.
Yes.
They're proud of him. Donnie probably brought him into the Oval Office.
Damn.
I love what you said about those Mexicans.
God, man, imagine if you're a dreamer and you hear the chief of staff say that. God, that's insane.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPost is all about this asshole.
Yes.
Who I don't even know what he does. It was some kind of secretary, White House staff secretary. I don't know what that means.
Sure. I mean, you
Rob
know,
Porter. I did have something about Kelly. Oh yeah. That Kelly is that the White House staff can't figure it out. You know, they all hate each other.
Oh, yes.
And now apparently there are, according to Vanity Fair, White House Chief of Staff John Kelly was one of few White House officials who wanted Rob Porter to stay.
You can't even, like, decide to fire the guy just on the optics of it. You know what I mean? Like, they don't want to tolerate an abuser in the fucking White House. They can't do better than that. God, that's nuts.
Sources say that everyone's trying to figure out why Kelly is leading the charge to save him.
Yeah.
Staffers were particularly frustrated that Kelly put out an official statement defending Porter shortly before he decided to step down.
God.
One Republican said, how many times has Kelly put out a statement defending Trump?
A shit ton, right?
Porter had served as Kelly's right-hand man and worked to limit the kinds of information that Trump sees to prevent staffers from slipping him conspiracy-laden InfoWars article. Well, maybe, that's one good thing Kelly's doing. He's keeping InfoWars and Breitbart articles off of Trump's desk.
Oh, yeah.
Although he calls him.
Right.
Hey, Don, what's going on?
Oh, what a nightmare.
So there you go. White House staff trying to figure out what is going on with
it's just garbage
defending this guy.
These people are just all garbage people.
Yes. Yep. Let's see what's going on over at the Drudge Report.
Oh, wee wee.
See what the other side ain't thinking.
Oh yes.
Bull or bear, it says. Oh, is this a gay porn preference?
No, yes. Assless chaps.
The it says this is CNBC link from the Drudge Report. The S&P closed lower again in the biggest reversal since February 2016.
Hello.
Stocks closed lower today after trading in a wide range again as interest rates climbed back towards multi-year highs. So
did it bounce back today? Is that the story?
Well, I mean, it's been kind of non-volatile for a while.
Okay.
And it dropped the other day, and now it's kind of going up and down. Kind of big swings, but the way a normal market really should go up and down.
Right,
within short periods of time and stuff. So,
and that
this is crazy percentages.
Yeah. And that drop that happened over the weekend, what was that? It was just a correction?
Probably, yeah. Consolidation, you know, where if everything goes up, then it goes down for a little while, but
yes,
not lower than it was before if it's on a steady uptrend.
Right.
This one just seemed to be going steady, 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 steady up.
Right.
Without a correction. So many of the pundits and experts, alleged experts, were saying, well, you know, this is a bunch of small corrections that just all happened at once.
Right.
And they're blaming it on the bots. Like, there's all these trading bots now that people use.
Oh, my
use
God.
If you look at, if you have a Forex trading account or whatever, you can
Is
go.
Is it AI?
You could go and see.
Dude, that's crazy.
And you can almost watch how the prices, you know, it's too crazy to be human. Where all of a sudden 100 shares will appear, then it disappears, then it appears, then it disappears, like in orders. Like,
so
we're going to sell here. No.
Yeah,
then it changes its mind because it reads the new price 2 seconds later and then says, no, I don't want to sell here. I want to sell here. And instead, I want to sell here. Or instead, I want to sell there.
Who owns the bots? Big companies? Or
of course.
Okay.
And they're more regulated, you know, with the regular stock exchanges and stuff. If you go over to a crypto, if you're into the Wild West, go over to a crypto trading, place, and that's nuts.
Yeah.
That's wild swings up and down, you know.
It's a Wild West, baby.
A 1 or 2% swing is like an afternoon.
Yes.
So that's the headline from the Drudge Report. Bull or bear?
Why don't we create Crabcoin? What about that? What if we created our own fucking crypto?
We could.
The Krabby Coin.
It's not all that difficult, especially if you tie onto a different, like, you know, we could create the Crabcoin off of the Ethereum base.
Right.
So,
oh God,
it uses the, you know, it gets in, you get into blockchain.
Like, so much
what blockchain
math
you're using and stuff. It's
so
fascinating.
Much. Fucking math.
It's all fascinating.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy.
Those are your headlines, ladies and germs.
Oh, shit.
It is, are you warm?
Yes, I am.
Okay, but turn the fan on. Ryan's going to tell you about our Amazon link.
Oh, right. By the way, if you want to support the crabs, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a piece of. Buy some bullshit and watch us get fucking rich, baby.
Rich,
well, you know,
it's
relative.
Yeah, it rained like fuck today.
Oh, it really did.
Thunderstorm warnings down.
It's kind of nice.
No flow. Yeah, I'm still, you know, after what 15, 16 years in dry as a witch's hole, California.
Oh God, that's a good way to describe California, a witch's hole.
Where it would rain and really be an event, an odd event with water coming from the sky.
Yes.
Now I'm back to normal. I grew up in the Midwest, so, you know, you have rain, fucking rainstorms.
Oh, yeah, it rains all the
tornadoes
time.
Tornadoes and shit.
But not like here.
No, yeah. Oh, it's
crazy
vengeance.
Rainstorms here. It just opens out and opens up and shits out water.
It seems to be more like my cousin lived in Colorado in a mountain valley-ish era.
Oh, nice.
Area and out west-ish.
Right.
And they would have like snow in the morning.
Yes.
And you're out in t-shirt and shorts in the afternoon.
Oh my God.
Kind of swings. It was really bizarre. But that seems like it's
right,
like a little bit here because it'll rain like crazy. And then the sun was out. It was beautiful. Yeah.
You know what I mean? The summer, by the way, a lot of people don't know this. Marco Rubio does. It's perfect weather for foam parties.
Little Marco.
Right.
Let's see what else is going on in the world. I've got a shit ton of stuff. Let's see. I've got stuff that kind of is a little backed up from yesterday.
Ooh,
a little colon impaction.
From
yesterday. But good news?
Oh, yes. Awesome.
I believe both the House and the Senate, maybe just the Senate so far, but a new budget deal.
Okay.
Is happening. This is, they say it's a sweeping budget deal that would add more than $500 billion in federal spending over the next 2 years, because, you know, those Republicans are real fiscal conservatives.
Oh, yes.
They can't add anything to the deficit except when they're in charge.
I thought they were responsible. I think they like spending money when it furthers their own fascist causes. I think that's what they're into.
Sure enough, they're all giving crotch salutes to the military.
How do you do that?
A big funding. You put a little flag on your Schwanson wiener. The military funding boost.
Ooh, which yes.
We really don't need, but it's our depleted military. It's
God
not.
Damn.
It's depleted. It's not.
This is good news.
The government shutdown is coming Friday morning. They say this agreement holds the promise that they might break a months-long partisan standoff on federal spending. This is like a two-year bill. They've been doing it monthly. The last five votes for these punts, these continuing resolutions, have happened every fucking month.
Wow, Pat, it's as if the GOP can't govern at all.
They have one job in the Constitution.
Keep the shit open.
Yeah,
keep
appropriate the funds to for the right for the federal government. You have one job.
And they have all the power, right? Am I missing something?
Well, but the Tea Party loons, that's the thing already, is this is a bipartisan deal. So your Mark Meadows's and your Freedom Caucus dickwads,
Louis Gohmert,
are saying, no way, no fucking way.
Don't cast aspersions upon my asparagus.
But they're getting their defense spending increase. But the Democrats said, well, no, you got to raise domestic spending, too.
Yeah.
If you're going to raise that much money, $80 billion, I think it was. If you're going to raise the budget for military $80 billion, you're going to find $60 or $70 billion for other programs.
Yeah. How do they justify spending that much money on the fucking military?
And they're pissed about the sequester, which, remember, turned around and bit them in their saggy ball sacks.
Yes.
When Teddy Cruz shut down the government
sequesters
kicked
in.
And that shit hasn't come back. Like, it's still at low spending levels from the sequester.
That was from a while back, though.
Right. They haven't been able to come to an agreement to undo that shit, except for the Republicans saying, you have to end the defense part of it. Not the domestic spending part of it. You have to end the defense part of it.
I see,
and
right.
We want to keep those cuts to like food stamps welfare and unemployment
and
all
that. How
the
fuck does somebody like Paul Ryan fucking live with himself? He literally wants to take money out of the pockets of old people. Yeah. That's what gets him hard.
Yeah, he's been.
How the fuck does that guy exist?
Making the pages of his Atlas Shrugged sticky since high school. Since high school. He said he dreamed in high school. Of cutting all these social programs, the government, whittling the government down.
How do all these Tea Party dickheads have such a hard-on for Ayn Rand? Atheist, right?
It's the selfish prick Bible.
God damn it, but...
It's the unaccountable, selfish, dickwad prick Bible that allows... They tell them that there's some Superman.
Right.
You know, the whole point is that there are just humans that are better than us.
Yes.
Like Elon Musk and humans like that. They're just better than us and they should be able to run everything.
Well, you know, it's like what Batman says in Justice League, the Ben Affleck Batman. They said, what superpower do you have?
Right.
He says, I'm fucking rich.
I'm really rich, yeah.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. That's Elon Musk's superpower. Listen, not to sound like a dickhead, but I could find money and I could build a big fucking rocket. I just don't have it.
Yeah, I like to think if I had tens of billions of dollars, I'd be flinging rockets too, because yeah. I'm way into space travel and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, dude, by the way, not
trying to cure cancer.
Oh, yeah, but I saw those rocket boosters.
The coolest thing ever.
Fly back onto the launch pad.
It looks like, it's fake reverse video.
It's
of
crazy,
a rocket taking
man.
Off the way they land. It's really amazing
nuts.
Shit. I saw somebody today from NASA that was like, you know, the reason that, you know, I hate to say this in support of private industry doing something, but
yes,
but he can take a risk that the government wouldn't be able to. Like Elon Musk yesterday morning was saying, 2/3 to 50% chance that it's going to blow up.
Right. No shit.
That the whole thing. He said it might be something really amazing, or it could be one of the most expensive fireworks displays yet. But he can take those chances, you know.
Right.
If can you imagine NASA going on TV and saying, "Hey, we got 50-50 chance it's going to blow up."
No.
I don't think the
no.
people would be way into that. So
absolutely not, man.
That's why he could do it cheaper.
Right.
And you know, as if there's no people involved, it's not like he's.
What if we found out there was somebody actually hid away in there in that fucking rocket?
In that
we just didn't know about it. Somebody really, in the car.
He snuck somebody in that robot suit that's now circling the sun.
Somebody's in the car. Right.
In the trunk.
Right.
That launch was really, really fucking cool.
Yes.
So this debt deal, it says the White House is signaling support.
Wow.
With spokesgoblin Sarah Huckabee Sanders calling it steps forward.
Oh, yes.
But there are several Republicans who, of course, are strenuously opposing a plan that would add to the mounting physical and physical
yes.
imbalance.
Ooh.
There are, I guess we give them tiny little cookies.
Yes.
For being consistent.
Right.
Not complete hypocrites in regards to this.
Yeah.
But there are a few out there who are like Mo Brooks from Alabama. Remember poor
God.
Little Mo.
Absolutely.
He said, this spending bill is a debt junkie's dream. I'm not only a no, I'm a hell no.
Because it's too much money.
Well, but the funny thing is, I'm sure they'll say it's only too much money by the 60 or 70 billion of non-defense spending.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm sure Mo would be A-OK with the 80 billion to the defense, because we need to be defended.
But we are, aren't we?
Well, we're money many times over.
Don't we have a lot of shit that goes boom, that explodes?
Well, and, you know, Obama's famous line from
the
debate with Mittens Romney about where
right.
Romney was pulling that the army's depleted. We have fewer of these and fewer of that. And Obama said, well, yeah, we also have fewer horses and bayonets also.
Yeah, dickhead.
Because, you know, things have changed. We got drones now.
Right.
We don't need gazillion dollar airplanes where one airplane costs $500 million.
What the
for
fuck?
One fucking airplane. When you can send a drone.
Right. And should I be a ninny and say, wow, think about what that money could do for poor people in our country.
That's a ninny. Yeah.
Right.
That's a ninny. Cuck.
No, yes. How the fuck is Mitt Romney? You know, it just speaks to how fucking shitty and sorry the GOP is. I mean, after that election, Obama trounced him. He got busted saying, I don't give a shit about most people in this fucking country. And this guy is able to resurrect his disgusting political career and run for Senate in Utah? How fucking sad is that?
Well,
God damn.
His list of offenses is nothing compared to...
Yeah, I know, man.
Roy Moore almost won.
Joe Arpaio
is going to get a good number of votes in Arizona.
That's so disgusting.
I hope he doesn't win, but he'll get votes.
How do you Republicans fucking live with yourselves? Just look around the map. Look what you're doing. You're just heinous.
The budget deal would increase discretionary spending. The government functions funded year to year through congressional appropriations by 21% over existing budget caps. The caps are rooted in a 2011 agreement struck after GOP lawmakers threatened to reject an increase in federal debt limit unless Obama and the Democrats brought government spending under control.
Right, right. And by the way, what was Obama out of control spending? What was his out of control spending? The healthcare?
What does it matter? He's black.
Oh, that's right. God
damn it. So every dollar he spent was offensive to them.
Right. Kenyon.
The bipartisan deals raised those caps, however, in 2013, 2015. And the New Deal is the first under unified Republican control of the White House and both chambers of Congress.
Fuck you.
The existing spending limits written into this law would be raised by a combined $296 billion through 2019.
Bam!
Including an additional $160 billion in uncapped military and State Department funding. Well, I ain't going to the State Department because Rex Tillerson is decimating the State Department.
Yeah, what do they spend it on there? I mean,
about $90 billion more would be spent on disaster aid for victims of recent hurricanes, wildfires.
Isn't it sad that we don't have any money going for diplomacy? It's just all going for bullets and ways to blow each other the fuck up.
The some funding is reserved for particular programs favored by people in both parties, like research for the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, as well as transportation and water infrastructure. The CHIP program, Children's Health Insurance Program, would be extended through 2028. So that's good.
Well, that's nice.
And the federal fund for community health centers would see a 2-year extension. I don't know why that doesn't also be extended through 2028. You know, that's kind of been bullshit. They pushed CHIP through.
Yes.
But they've got nowhere to go with their CHIP insurance if there's no funded community health centers.
God damn. So that's a good point.
That has not been done yet.
You'd think CHIP, it was able to get funded because the word children is in the acronym, right? Isn't children?
Yeah, I think the Republicans grudgingly have to. God.
You got to bring these dickheads, drag them kicking and screaming to do anything for sick children. What? Who are these people?
There was a couple of old white guys licking each other's holes on the floor of the Senate.
Oh, me next.
Mitch McConnell. This bill represents a significant bipartisan step forward.
Yummy, yummy.
I hope we can build on this bipartisan momentum and make 2018 a year of significant achievement for Congress.
Oh, God. Elaine Chao, how the fuck do you do it? How do you fuck that guy?
That's scary to the Trumpists.
Yeah.
Bipartisan, they don't want anything to do with bipartisan.
Yeah, right.
Chuck Schumer was the other one rolling around with Mitch. They were having a love fest.
Oh, my God.
McConnell even called him his friend.
Oh, fuck.
Well, I've been sitting down with my friend from the other side, the majority leader.
Hey, you know, my friends, the people that I consider friends, don't do shit to people just because they're poor. They don't want to take away their fucking health care. So I don't know, Chuck. How the fuck are you friends with this dickhead?
Chucky, well, that's how the Senate works, you know. Yeah, no. My good friend from the other side, they really fucking hate each other. This budget deal, according to Schumer, this budget deal is the first real sprout of bipartisanship, and it should break the long cycle spending crises that have snarled Congress and hampered our middle class.
So the way I understand it, from here on out, it's just all going to be puppy farts and, like, you know, unicorn horns. That.
It says here at the WAPO.
Oh, wee wee.
The Washington Post, fake news.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff Bezos, Amazon, Washington Post.
Right, giving everyone health care.
They're not sure how quickly the Senate will vote. They think it'll for sure pass there. But already opposition is mounting in the House with the lunatics. Lunatics on the right and the real liberal Democrats having a kumbaya moment and saying, this sucks.
Yeah.
And as she actually, I wonder if she's still on the floor. Nancy Pelosi.
Is she filibustering?
Well, but they don't. There's no such thing as a filibuster in the House. Right. But being the minority leader, she can basically take the floor in certain points of the
yes
parliamentary fuck
right.
procedure that indefinitely.
Right. The fuckery.
It's not an official filibuster, but she can just sit and fucking talk as long as she wants.
Right.
And she's saying that she is not supporting it. She is not supporting it. It's important verbiage there.
Why?
Because she's not encouraging, she's not whipping the Democrats to not vote for it. She's saying, I'm not going to vote for this because she's saying there's nothing helping the Dreamers. She's but she's not saying I'm going to make everybody vote the way I am, which would then for sure give us a government shutdown.
Are we just talking about the budget still, right?
Right. But they wanted to tie a DACA deal in with the budget.
Right.
One of these must voters, you know, where you got to vote. You got to pass this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the Democrats were hoping to be able to tie that in, but they just don't have the power. They don't have the votes. They don't have, and shutting down the government right now, it would be blamed on them.
Yeah.
And
well, I mean, they're not going to do that.
Things are going well for this November.
Yes.
They should maybe, you know, keep riding this wave and not fuck with it too much until the November election when, hopefully we can take over at least the House again.
Right.
You know, the real, hard lefties are screaming that the DACA people are being fucked yet again and ignored, and the Democrats are ballless and ovary-less and are not sticking up for DACA. But I just don't think, my opinion, I don't think those people understand the dynamics of what's going on and how little power the Democrats have in the minority. That by getting even Mitch the Bitch to talk about a clean DACA bill is a spectacular victory. And the Chip Kids got funded and stuff like that. But the last one, I don't think right now voting to shut down the government over DACA is tactically
right.
the best thing to do. It sucks for the DACA, obviously, but you know, March 4th or whatever, 5th is looming, and maybe the Democrats are thinking, you know, as that becomes more of a deadline, then they've got more leverage in the public sphere
right
for a clean DACA bill.
Yeah.
We'll see. And it sucks to be a Dreamer again. You're getting punted.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I get it. I understand that they don't have any power. I think, you know, the libs should just be honest, though, and say, listen, we're choosing this strategy,
which means
we're leaving you out in the cold. And that's the reality of it. You know, they have to, I think that level of honesty needs to be shared in the party. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nobody's a hero.
Right.
Nobody's a fucking hero in this. It's sad and it sucks. And that, you know, this is all the price everybody paid for not taking Schittler seriously. Not taking him seriously in that fucking goddamn election. And this is where we are. Brown people get hung out to fucking dry.
I'm here!
I mean, you know.
Oh my gosh!
There you go. Budget deal. I guess we'll see. You know, the lunatics in the House already have been on television squealing right wing pig squeals. It's not the, you know, that it's raising the debt and all that shit, and they don't want that.
That they aren't concerned with the Dreamers. It is fucked up, man, because I've always, God, it's just like before Trump, you always thought that there would be a way progressives could protect minorities from being abused by these fucking racists. And the truth is, you can't. Racists are winning in this country. They are powerful, and they are fucking us.
Trump's America. Almost every day on our Facebook page, there's one or two or more stories. I just title it Trump's America. I start off racism, xenophobia, hate crimes, police brutality. All the stuff has gone up
right
under Trump's America.
God.
They're emboldened. They're the racist scum, Nazis, the KKK.
Right.
There's a great meme I shared on Facebook of this ridiculous military parade that he wants. And it's a picture of the tiki torches. It says Trump already had his parade.
Right. Yeah. He has his parade. He already said, God damn it. He said over and over who the fuck he is. Before he said on many sides, we knew who he was before he got elected.
So we'll see what happens with this budget and see if, if you know, Speaker Ryan is worthless piece of shit. I mean, just he's really horrible.
Yeah.
Like he was going to be, remember he was going to be the big uniter.
Right.
I'm only taking this job if we all work together. 10 minutes in, the Freedom Caucus is like, fuck you. So much for working together.
You know, am I wrong to sit here and worry? I'm like, well, fuck, man. I mean, I know the progressives don't have any power, but doesn't shit like this, I mean, this could lead to the splintering of the left, right? I mean.
Sure, and that's what the Russian bots will be more than happy to help out with.
Yeah. I mean, how are, like, when Nancy Pelosi runs for office, or if Chuck Schumer runs again, and some other candidate that's to the left of them comes out and says, I don't know, how would you not want to vote for that person? If you're a person of color. Right. I mean, because what did they do for them?
Well, that's why we have primaries, and hopefully, you know, some of those people get through.
I mean, this guy that lives has got to get rid of these fucking old ass fucking white liberals. I'm sorry. It's just like fucking, I mean, really? I mean, Chuck Schumer, I don't know. They don't have any power. They can't do anything, but it's just.
Well, good news.
Yes.
Out of Missouri.
Fuck you.
Missouri had some of those special elections last night.
Yes.
And for a state assembly position in a district that is blood red, Donald Trump won it by 28 points.
No shit.
Over Hillary Shillery Killery.
Oh my gosh.
A Democrat won.
Wow.
Mike Rivas, a Democrat, beat Republican David Linton by 4 points. So that's a 32-point swing. And there were three other races that were these special elections, and in Missouri, and there was even one where Trump won by, and I'm not shitting you, like 50-60 points.
Oh my god.
And the Democrat lost, but only by like 20 points.
God,
so
damn.
it's a 30 point percentage spread from Republican to Democrat, even in the deepest, reddest, craziest lunatic districts.
Damn, so does
so
that
if they
mean
can keep that momentum, they're fucked in November.
Does that mean that in the 2016 election, moderates from that part of the country voted for racist, fascist Donald Trump?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Holy shit. That's amazing. That's amazing. That is depressing.
The Republicans there are trying to say, well, you know, the candidate wasn't great and you know, stuff like that. So they're already trying to walk it back.
The Republicans are.
That they lost that one.
Well, it wasn't racist enough.
But every district had similar, like 20-point, 30-point Democratic gains, even the other two that where the Democrats lost.
Yeah.
They still came back 20, 30 points. So imagine the purpley areas.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
it's
man.
Not even, you know, it's not even going to be close.
Right.
And we also have shit tons of women running, finally.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. There should be
the Trump accusers running. I think that's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
A woman that came out and accused Donald Trump of fucking assaulting her is going to run for office. How fucking badass is that? And goddamn Sarah Huckabee Sanders calls her and the other accusers fucking liars. I think that's awesome that she's running.
The in Missouri, you know, they've got a scandal with their governor going on.
No, what's up with that?
Oh, putting his dick somewhere. family values, of course.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is this a GOP guy?
Oh, of course.
Oh, sure.
Missouri Governor Eric, how do you pronounce this? Greitens? G-R-E-I-T-E-N-S. Greitens, I guess?
Greitens? Nine!
Has been mired in a scandal stemming from an extramarital affair.
Look at my dick.
Now there are some who are blaming him for the shock Republican loss.
Yes.
In a state legislative special election.
If you're into all this fucking around, why in the fuck do you run for office, man? Why don't you just say, hey, maybe this public life thing isn't for me because I got to, you know, I got to fuck everything that moves.
I hope this guy pronounces these two IE vowels as E.
Yeah.
As not I.
Yeah.
Because his name is Dickhouse.
Dickhouse.
Scott Dickhouse. Dykehouse. Nice. Dykehouse isn't Dykehouse. Better either.
No, I would go with Dickhouse.
D-I-E-C-K-H-A-U-S.
Right. That's Dickhouse.
In German, it's Dickhouse.
Dickhouse. Oh, shit. That's close. Dickhouse.
Former executive director of the Missouri House Republican Campaign Committee said, the fact that we lost that race is at the feet of the governor.
Right.
In mid-January,
it's your party, too. It's your fucking shitbag party.
In mid-January, a local TV station had published some audio that was recorded a couple years ago where a woman with whom Greitens had an affair told her husband that, oh, I remember this. He blackmailed her.
Oh, shit.
The governor. He took nude photos of her and threatened if she went public, that he would release the nude pictures of her if she went public about the affair.
Isn't that illegal? Isn't that like revenge porn, the revenge porn laws or some bullshit like that?
I don't know if they have one in Missouri.
God, what a good GOP guy. What a great candidate.
They also reported that the woman separately told her husband that Greitens had slapped her she told him she slept with her husband.
Who the fuck is this guy? How does a guy like this get elected? He's a monster.
Republican.
God damn, you picked the right party.
He admitted the affair, but denied the photo blackmail attempt and the alleged physical violence.
Right.
But there are already five GOP lawmakers in the assembly that are calling for him to step down.
No, why though? I don't get it. This guy is a perfect Republican. He is perfect for that party.
Dickhouse. referred to a series of polls done by state Republicans over the past couple of months, saying it proved that it's Greitens' fault.
Greitens?
They say Trump and the GOP's net favorability remained relatively strong and stable. Greitens had plunged from plus 20 in late November to negative 13. Now he has only a 36% approval rating. That's kind of how the Republicans are rolling, aren't they? Chris Christie was the most despised governor.
Why?
Like low teens approval rating or something?
Is it really the teens?
Oh, he was before he left.
He shut down a fucking beach. Yeah, the bridge thing was insane. But the guy shut down a beach and then he went to it. And he was photographed there, his big fat ass sitting in a lawn chair with his friends or family, whoever the fuck that was.
Both.
My God. That's bananas.
16%.
Oh, man.
That was in August. I don't even know.
16%?
15%.
Well, at that point, to me, the shocking number isn't. I want to meet these people that are like, I think he's doing a good job. Who are they? Who are those people? Good Christ. Oh, man.
In mannequins. In last November, I guess it was.
Yes.
77% of New Jersey voters disapproved of Republicans' job in office.
Wow.
Of him.
Right.
Of Christie. 18% were happy.
Yes.
Christie's disapproval rating is the highest recorded number in the survey's history. It's disapproval. 77%.
Damn, dude, I don't understand New Jersey. Cory Booker is from New Jersey, right?
It's this weird blue state bullshit where they fall for a moderate Republican who then turns into a wolf in sheep's clothing. Ooh, and
yes,
like Scott Walker.
Right. Oh, man.
Gets in running on jobs, 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 economy, economy, and then says, well, you know, I think we should change the charter of the university system.
Oh, yeah,
here.
Yeah.
To get rid of teaching them shit.
No. Yeah. Did he get all Jesus-y and shit like that?
And decimated public sector unions.
Didn't the Koch brothers say, here, come here, Scott, open up your mouth.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
going to ejaculate it, and then you're going to baby bird whatever the fuck we want you to do to Wisconsin. You know what I mean?
The second most disliked governor at the time was a Democrat in Connecticut, Dan Malloy.
God, what the fuck did he do?
And then Brownback, I don't know how he's not in first.
Oh,
Brownback in Kansas was still, he's no longer.
Right.
But he was had a 66% disapproval rating.
God, 16%. Jesus Christ. I mean, he might as well have ran over a puppy on TV or something.
Man, so there you go. Chris Christie.
Wow, good job.
He's well hated.
Right.
Pelosi's still speaking.
Oh, shit.
On the floor of the House, it says she's set a new record.
Right.
Biggest.
Bigly. Huge.
Let's see.
I wish Trump would do one of these.
Live
could you imagine?
Feed is loading. It'll kick in a sec.
If Trump had to speak continuously for like hours and hours of shit he would say.
Kay is a deputy treasurer for the city of East Grand Rapids and has been working for the city for almost 3 years. Her DACA expires in October 2018.
So she's just reading personal account after personal account after personal account.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So Nancy Pelosi has been speaking since 10 a.m. Eastern.
At least that's something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The longest House floor speech ever.
Yeah, fuck you.
So there you go.
Fuck you, you racist dirtbag Republicans.
Nancy Pelosi setting a record today.
Shit.
I can't wait for Donald Trump to tweet something about it. In fact, let's...
Nancy Pelosi wants chain migration and MS-13 to burn our country down.
Let's...
Blah, blah, blah.
Put on some hip boots and wade into Trump's Twitter stream.
Has he been twatting?
He has.
Okay.
Oh, well, this one we're going to talk about in a minute. Let's see. He tweeted a picture of himself shaking hands with Reagan last night.
No,
happy birthday to our 40th president of the United States of America, Ronald Reagan.
He's dead. Isn't he dead?
Then he tweeted 20 hours ago, congratulations, Elon Musk and SpaceX, on the successful Falcon Heavy launch. The achievement, along with NASA's commercial and international partners, continues to show American ingenuity at its best. Meanwhile, the Republicans would love to kill them some NASA.
Oh, absolutely.
A Republican a couple of years ago was like, why should we bother going to the stars when we can't pay for what we're doing here?
What are you doing here? You're taking people's benefits. You're making people starve. You're not raising the minimum wage, you fuckhead.
Then in his first tweet about the stock market.
Yes.
After it had done not great.
Yeah, how do you explain that, Donald?
In the, air quotes, old days.
Okay.
When good news was reported, the stock market would go up. Today, when good news is reported, the stock market goes down. Big mistake. And we have so much good, parentheses, great, news about the economy.
So did it go down because of the Mexican rapists?
Oh, I'm sure he thinks it's the deep state.
I'm sure.
He read those stories over at InfoWars and Breitbart and all the loony fests that are saying, well, it's the deep state that took down, they couldn't handle the great economic news.
I mean, dude, this is why I sort of think that he's going to fire Mueller. Because if he just says it's the deep state and that accounts for the stock market dip, then why wouldn't we think he's going to, when Mueller comes out and he says, listen, this is all the shit we found, it's fake.
Well, he'll say that. That doesn't mean he fired him.
Yeah. But, he,
he's going to say it. Of course he's going to say it's fake. He's already saying it's fake.
So how the fuck do you get him out of office? He's just going to say whatever comes out that it's against him is fake.
I think there's probably a multi-pronged attack going on. I think Mueller, you know, whether or not he can indict a sitting president may be the question. He may try, but if he's got mountains of evidence on obstruction, and is still gathering evidence or on the financial shit, but Eric Schneiderman in New York is on top of that shit. And I think that's from where the RICO like charges, the money laundering and all that shit is going to come from. And there's fuck all he can do about that. Right. He can't pardon his way out of that. He could technically wait for all these indictments to drop from Mueller and then pardon everybody. That might create a constitutional crisis because we don't know what the powers of the pardon have not been fully legislated and defined. So there are those who say it might, you know, go to the Supreme Court and stuff like that, which who knows what's going to happen.
Right.
We can't count on them to do the right thing. Let's look at Bush v. Gore.
Do you think he'd resign?
Maybe. I mean, he may be personally done with it.
Right.
Or not. I mean, I think he's so delusional. He really thinks that, again, he's going to be carried in on a beer with rose petals in 2020.
God, I just don't know. It's interesting to think how this is going to end if you think about who he is. You know, he says the media is the enemy of the people. The FBI is corrupt. The Democrats are treasonous. Right. So,
well, when all this is over, the Republicans are, it's going to be laughable how they all scamper back.
God, I mean,
away from all this.
We're hoping that they do that, right? Because the scampering will be them impeaching the fucking president.
Well,
I
had my concerns the whole time, but I wanted to make sure it was fair because, you know, the Democrats were screaming impeachment the second he got elected. So I just wanted to make sure it was a fair process.
God damn. Are we in a constitutional crisis right now? I mean, if you said 100 years from now, looking back on this in history, what would you call this? Because
it's
weird.
Kind of working right now. I mean,
yeah,
it's terrifying, but it's kind of working.
Yeah.
He hasn't. Everything he's tried to do has been challenged in the courts and he's been losing a lot.
Right.
You know, the horrible tax cuts. But that was going to happen under any Republican. Any Republican got in. And they were going to pass those fucking tax cuts because that's all they're about.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Hopefully he doesn't nuke North Korea.
Well, there's that little detail. Yeah.
This is terrifying.
So congratulations to Missouri and the Democrat that won there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Good news. That's good news. That's right.
Hopefully we keep the momentum up and blow those fuckers out of the water in November.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Man, and then the Democrats that get in power.
Teach them a lesson.
Yes. Drive these fuckers out of the fucking, out of D.C.
It's just amazing when Republicans have a supermajority, like in Missouri, the heinous, horrible things they do, like 72-hour abortion waiting periods and you whore, you're going to look at that ultrasound. Kind of shit. Yeah. And every horrible, disgusting thing decimate public education.
Right.
Try to give taxpayer money to schools that teach that the world is 6,000 fucking years old.
Yeah.
But when Democrats have a supermajority, you look at California.
Right. I mean, look, right. The state is doing well. They have a surplus.
Right. $6 billion this year.
Yeah, don't
projected
they have gun control
surplus
and shit like that.
Well, yeah, they do what the people actually want and shit that might actually help we the people.
Yeah,
not just we the corporations.
Right. I mean, it's,
and we the rich fucks.
The way that tax bill was put together, it was clearly just to suck off of the donors, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Because they were worried because their rich asshole donors were saying, you know, where's my tax cut? I'm not gonna give you $1 million for the next election.
I back this dickbag racist Donald Trump. I want something for that.
Oh yeah. Thanks for joining us.
Oh yes.
We do this every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, and we're out on the iTunes and Stitcher, all the apps. Don't forget to help us out. Buy shit through our Amazon hole. Every time you go, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything.
We get paid, baby. Big time.
So, military parade.
Oh, my God.
I mean, God. We knew this was going to happen, kind of, you know, because I think you know, Trump still gets a little twitchy down in his knickers when the...
What's his problem?
When he thinks of the parade in France.
Yes.
That he was there for. But...
Wait, what was the parade in France?
Well, but it was... I think it was a Bastille. He was there for Bastille Day, wasn't he? And that's the whole thing is, he even told Macron at the time, oh my God, I love this, all the tanks and all the missiles and all the military. This is great. Yes. I think maybe we should do this back in America for the 4th of July.
So he doesn't even understand what the fuck he's looking at. He's like, I want one.
So the Washington Post... said that during a meeting in January,
yes,
Trump went over to the Pentagon in what they call the tank room, which is a reserved for top secret military discussions with the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Now, this is the big board that we all saw in Dr. Strangelove, right?
I guess. President Trump in this meeting,
yes,
told. A military official told the Post, the marching orders were, I want a parade like the one in France.
What the fuck do you think the reactions were of everyone in that room? They were like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Yeah. Well, retired military are all over telly today just saying, this is insane. This is crazy. And creepy.
Why
and crazy.
Can I just a real quick question about this parade? Because Rachel Maddow... was saying that this parade, like the weight of these tanks and all this shit.
It's going to rip the shit out of Pennsylvania Avenue.
And why are we doing
that? Hundreds and hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars to fix.
That's fucked up.
But
that's job creation, I guess. Somebody's got to fix the fucking road. Why not? Hey, here's my question. You saw the Super Bowl, right?
I heard it.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So the halftime show, they had a big hologram of Prince.
I didn't see that.
Okay. Well, you know
what? Was it cool?
Yeah. Okay. And you know, if anybody has any shit to say about how they didn't think it was cool and they didn't like it, okay, I liked it. I enjoyed watching it. I think Justin Timberlake's very talented, and he did. Yeah, he looked like a lunatic in what he had on, and yeah, I thought politically it was very limp and shitty. I wanted to see some fucking resistance and some fucking defiance in that. But Timberlake's talented, and I like the Prince thing. So everybody hate all you want on me, because everybody hates that Prince thing. But, Kate hates the Prince thing, too. Listen. How about a hologram?
Of
all the shit that you'd see in the fucking parade. Right. That's a great idea. And don't tell that dickhead. So what? He won't know.
It says in 2017, Trump attended a military parade during a September visit to France to meet with French President Emmanuel Macron.
Oh, oui, oui. Does it bother you that fucknut got to go to France? Do you think he appreciated it?
Oh, no.
No, right?
I can't imagine him sullying any part of Europe. It makes me sad.
Did he wear a beret?
He marveled at the French parade he saw with Macron.
Yes.
On France's July 14th national holiday. So it was Bastille Day. You know what Bastille Day? First of all, France has been doing this shit since the, like, 1880s, I think.
Okay.
When they've had these military parades. You know what Bastille Day celebrates?
Oh, oui, oui.
When the French Revolution, when the peasants took the Bastille from the fucking, from the monarch oligarch fuckwads.
So
Trump got hard.
Yes.
Over a celebration of.
He didn't get hard. Not without
when
a
the
pill.
People overthrew their evil tyrant overlords.
Yes. Listen, now you're making me like this parade. He's now.
Well,
maybe
a French parade is for a good reason.
Well, if it, you know, and I'm speaking in total hyperbole here. Let's say in a movie, starring a Will Smith or a, you know, whoever, some action star. We have a parade down Pennsylvania Avenue with a bunch of military bullshit. And in this movie that we're talking about, what if those military, you know, whatever, takes over the White House and installs like a benevolent progressive leader, like somebody like me, you know what I mean? They fix everything. I could fix everything in one fucking day. One fucking day. You know what I do? Number one. Hello, Black Panthers. You're in charge of law enforcement. Congratulations.
That would calm everything down.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So, a lot of people out on a lot of former military out just saying this is bullshit. There's a retired major general.
I am the very model of a modern major general.
VoteVets.org, I believe he's in charge of now, veterans organization.
Yes.
Statement says Donald Trump has continually shown himself to have authoritarian tendencies.
Oh, yes.
This is just another worrisome example. For someone who just declared it was treasonous to not applaud him.
Yeah, what the
and
fuck?
And for someone who has, in the past, admired the tactics of everyone from Saddam Hussein to Vladimir Putin.
Oh, God.
It is clear that a military parade isn't about saluting the military. It's about making a display of the military saluting him.
It's disgusting.
The military is not Donald Trump's to use and abuse in this way. Our military is the very best in the world. They are not to be reduced to stagecraft.
Right.
To prop up Donald Trump's image. Any commander in chief who respects the traditions of the military would respect and understand that.
I mean, so when Obama went to the Pentagon and was sitting in the tank, he's like, hey, guys, I want to do a military parade. What do they say to him?
I don't believe that happened.
Oh, okay. Obama didn't ask for this?
Right.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's weird.
The last line says from retired Major General Paul Eaton.
Hello.
Eaton, E-A-T-O-N.
Right.
I said, unfortunately, we do not have a commander-in-chief right now as much as we have a wannabe Banana Republic strongman.
Damn. He is a strongman. I mean, he says he's a fascist.
Right. This has nothing to do with saluting the military. This guy has it spot on where he says it's all about
Look at
how much the military loves Trump.
Oh, yeah. Look at my big, thick missile dick.
I should call it Trump Day.
I mean, the thing about it is, why would Donald Trump want this? Don't you think if you were Donald Trump, it's like, oh, man, this is good. All these people are going to say stupid shit about my fucking parade, and now I'm going to have to answer questions about it. Why would he want this? I mean, even by seeking this out, it's just another fucking weird-ass Trump thing where it's like,
On its own, you might be like, well, that's kind of fucked up and weird and everything, but it does. It adds another scoop to the big shit Sunday.
Right. Ooh, yes. I mean, it's out of nothing. This problem wouldn't exist if he didn't go over to the Pentagon and ask for it. I mean, he just created this shit.
Yeah.
You got plenty of other bullshit going on, Donald.
Yeah, he's out of his fucking mind. So, you know, they're trying to walk it back a little. They're like, well, you know, we're working on it, and it's early stages of planning, and we're going to take, you know, all these proposals to the president to approve and everything.
Right.
But there's even Republicans that are saying, well, you know, maybe it's not something we should be spending money on right now.
Yeah, man. And the optics are way fucked up.
I support saluting our military, they're all saying. But,
well, you know what's weird, man? You ever see a horror movie and it's like there's a bunch of weird, you're like, I don't know, 30 minutes into the horror movie. And at this point, there's a bunch of weird shit that's already happened. Somebody disappeared. There's weird noises. You're seeing, I don't know, all kinds of things. But yet everyone in the cast hasn't acknowledged that everything is really fucked up and we should all just leave. You know, That's where we are. I mean, if you look at that dossier and the memo and the investigation and shit that's coming out about Russia, it's like no one's being real. We all know Donald Trump colluded with the Russians to change the election. We all know he has done bad, impeachable shit. But yet we're still toddling along like a in a country that this shit isn't happening.
Yeah,
I mean, this is not, none of this shit is normal. We are in a very fucked up spot. This guy wants a military parade, man.
Well, this is amazing.
Yes.
This is the blind dog finding his balls to lick.
What? I would think for a dog, his own balls.
You think he'd be able to find them?
Oh, yeah. Blind dog's like, oh, that's not an issue.
Brian Kilmeade.
Of Fox and Friends?
Of Fox and Friends.
Oh, jeez.
Steve Doocy, Ainsley Earnhardt.
Ooh.
And Brian Kilmeade. Steve Doocy's wearing a lovely bright pink tie or light pink, a blush.
Yeah.
You like my blush tie?
I love it.
It matches certain body parts on Ainsley.
Oh, yeah. Ainsley's like, what parts? You haven't seen any of my work.
Here's what Brian Kilmeade, amazingly,
yes,
had to say about this military bullshit.
He doesn't
parade.
Love it? I would think.
Including the Statue of Liberty. We could soon honor our military with a parade marching through Washington. U.S. defense officials say they are in the preliminary stages of planning the celebration for sometime this year at the request of the president. President Trump previously considered the idea after attending France's Bastille Day parade as the guest of honor last July. Let's look at your headlines, Scott.
There's a picture of Trump. Meanwhile, there's that picture of Trump at the Bastille Day celebration when Trump is standing there saluting. Nobody else is.
Right.
It really looks like he thought that their Bastille Day celebration was all about him.
Like, he might have.
Like, you know, my friend Macron put up a really good party for me.
God,
no,
dude.
You were there on Bastille Day.
You know what happened with Trump? He sat there and he watched Obama travel outside the country, travel Europe, and everybody fucking loved him.
Yeah.
They loved Obama.
Yeah.
And I think he's shocked that he's not getting the same.
So here's Brian Kilmeade's reaction.
Great. As the guest of honor last July. To look at your headlines, guys, I will send it back to you.
There are a lot of people at the Pentagon who would love to show off all the equipment.
Oh, are there, Steve? It sounds like a person who's got some experience there. I know firsthand, there's a lot of guys over at the Pentagon that want to show their equipment.
Jeez, mate me in the tank.
Holy
God
shit.
Damn, that's fucked. Ooh, yes.
Oh, I want to save that as a drop, I think. There's a lot of guys over at the Pentagon that want to show off their equipment.
Look at my bayonet. Good God.
A lot of people at the Pentagon who would love to show off all the equipment.
Right.
And that's funny as shit.
I don't know. It seems like a waste of money. 12 minutes.
Whoa.
Holy shit. Kill me. And somebody didn't take his fucking Prozac.
Right into the time.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's a waste of money. 12:58 here at Eastern time.
What the fuck is up with him? That sounds like he's mad about it. There's something else going on. Hey, Brian, why are you taking it out on Trump? You love
really
you some
weird.
Trump. Come on.
Really weird.
What's wrong, buddy?
Maybe he didn't get his weekly load from the president.
Is that how it works? Hey, it's
sends
Tuesday.
Out bottles, maybe little,
it's
like
Tuesday.
You know, like the Catholics send out holy water.
Oh yeah, I'm sitting here with an empty spoon.
Oh right.
Cross yourself with Trump jizz.
Oh yeah. Oh God. Ash Wednesday's my favorite.
The and in fact, we even have we even have a little bit of trolling coming on from Chef Smith, too, over at Fox, quote, news, unquote, during the whatever 1 or 2 hours that the hardcore Fox troglodytes don't listen because it's Chef Smith. He's a big cuck. He should be on that program, on that station. Chef Smith did the story about the military parade. And Shep Smith said, maybe the Pentagon could give him replicas, little mini replicas, if he wants to see what he has. He says, I had some of those when I was little. You can get the little plastic ones and lay them out on a table and say, here you go. So apparently Shep Smith thinks the Pentagon should just send over some toy tanks and some little green soldiers that he used to play with as a kid, and then that might make him the president happy. This is what we've come to, is that the anchors on major cable news, even Fox News programs, are making fun of the president, saying, well, maybe he should just get a whole bunch of little toys to play with instead. So Shep Smith also said, or there was there's Fox News national security correspondent named Jennifer Griffin earlier in the segment had said that, well, they probably thought that Trump was joking at first. Thank you, Ryan, for taking the dog out. Ryan's back now. The dog was scratching at the door. Had to take a slash.
Oh, yes. A slash.
Jennifer Griffin, Fox News national security correspondent, said, maybe they could play strategy or risk. Shep Smith said that they can get Trump little toy soldiers and tanks to play with. He'd be happy if he wants to see what he has.
I think that's a great idea. Actually, I think my hologram idea is the best. Let him think it happened.
That's pretty expensive, too, though.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
just buy him some Tonka tanks and some of the little green soldiers.
I mean, to do something like this, he can just say he wants it, and then it's going to happen, right? You could just make it so.
Yeah, he's the commander in chief, so he goes and tells them, I want a parade. They're like, oh, well, okay, I guess we'll get you a fucking parade.
How embarrassing for us. God damn.
So we'll see if it actually happens. I mean, I have a feeling it will.
Yeah.
My worry is that already you're seeing it. I think I might have tweeted out at Crab Diving that something to the effect of, this at least gives them, the right-wing nut jobs, an excuse to now point at normal people who are saying, this is nuts, it's too expensive,
right.
This is, you know, a little Kim Jong-un-y, a little Maui, a little Stalin-y.
I see.
And now the ones on the right are like, you hate the military.
Right.
You hate America. What's wrong with honoring our soldiers?
Well, this comes to the part where liberals have to, you just have to, what do they say in Macbeth? You got to screw your courage to the fucking sticking post or place. Which is it? Who cares? You get the point.
I remember which post.
Nut up. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. The ninnies are going to call you all these fucking things that you don't like. You know what you got to do? You got to look them in the face. You got to say, suck my dick. You're out of your fucking mind. You know
what
Russian
bots, surely.
Right.
Are pushing that one.
I mean, you can't.
And you're already
care.
Seeing some of the Republicans were like, well, you know, what's wrong with helping the military, with honoring the military?
You say, how does it honor the military to have a parade in front of the fucking White House when you know it's just an extension of our president's sad, flaccid cock?
And you know, if Obama had proposed it, which would never happen. But they would say, well, that's creepy. That's creepy. Look at all the money Obama wants to spend.
Right. Man, he's
such hypocrites.
Fucking
yeah.
Republicans. They are shameless. And they use it. They use that shit. They use that because, you know, the Democrats don't like to fight dirty and they like to be fair. And that is the Achilles heel that they fuck the Democrats up with all the fucking time. We got to quit being better than these fucknuts.
Take advantage of Democrats' honor and
their kindness.
Ethics.
We're showing racists kindness. It's crazy. The Republicans, you know, they're an extension of Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the GOP. He's just loud. They've been racist for fucking years. You got to treat them like fucking Krakens and not like people. Fucking evil, man. Blah blah blah.
The what else is going on? All kinds of shit. I've got a ton of
Ivanka
stories.
Ivanka and Pence are going over to the Olympics for some bullshit.
For what?
So they're gonna, I don't know. Ivanka's gonna hang out at the Olympics and she's taking Pence along with her. Promoter clothes.
They're not afraid
line.
They're gonna get blown up.
Yeah, I don't know.
Idaho?
Oh, yes. It's a state.
back ass words, apparently, knuckle dragger state.
It's also a potato.
A lot of crazy shit comes out of Idaho. They're the ones, remember those ag gag laws? That one where ones where
is that whistleblower
some
shit?
Activists went undercover at a factory farm and filmed and found such horrific abuse that people went to jail over it. Over the mistreatment of the animals and the disgustingness and evil of this factory farm. And the factory farm industry got their Republican whores in the Idaho legislature to pass a law called the ag gag. Well, we call them ag gag laws, but it's a whistleblower law that would have made it a felony what those people did by pretending to be someone else and taking a job and secretly filming.
God damn, they're helping the country, aren't
felony.
They? Shouldn't these people be heroes?
And in other Republican states, the Republicans have tried to label people like that as terrorists. Eco-terrorists. How dare you film a corporation abusing things?
Hey, man, I'm just another rich, evil, white oligarch trying to fucking cheat the system.
And Idaho also, this one's just beyond unforgivable. I mean,
yes.
And where the Idaho Republicans really should be jailed for is when they were talking about allowing extremist Christians to not give their kids medical treatment.
Oh my God. That's nuts. That's crazy. That's like saying I'm waiting on Luke Skywalker to come out of I don't know, out of a wormhole and save my kid from
some kid had died of some ridiculously simple infection that the parents were praying over him.
Yeah.
Those parents went to jail, and there were some Christian fuckers, evil Christo Mullah fascist
Theo
lunatics in the house, Republicans, of course, who were like, well, you know, maybe the parents should be able to make that decision to kill their child.
God damn. I mean,
disgusting. It didn't pass.
Really
it didn't pass. Even surprisingly, that didn't pass, I should say.
Then why don't you, I mean, if you're going to follow that reasoning, what if I said, okay, I have a kid and I worship Aquaman, and part of the tenets of Aquaman is that when you're in a car, you're not supposed to wear a seatbelt because it violates my faith.
Well, right.
Why not?
Yeah. Or how about somebody starts the little girl fucking religion?
Oh, yeah.
I think, you know, once they're able to walk,
yes,
you should be able to have sex with them.
Isn't that the Quiverful thing?
Yeah, kind of. There are Christians like that.
Yes.
And Muslims. The Go Nancy Go is trending, by the way, on the Twitter. She's still talking.
Good.
So Idaho, let's take a big no plastic allowed shit on the face.
Yes.
Of Representative Scott Syme.
That would be a hot Carl.
A Republican, of course.
Boo.
In Idaho.
Fuck you.
Who put forth they voted. Lawmakers in Idaho voted to adopt new science standards for the state, Ryan.
Oh, perfect.
But guess what they chose to remove?
Oh my God.
Climate science.
Wait, you said new science standards. See, now I would think, oh, okay, you're going to make sure what you're teaching is up to date with the latest findings.
No, these are Republicans.
Research. Okay,
Republicans.
Right. The earth is
rewrite history. Rewrite history. Slavery wasn't that bad.
Jesus.
America's wonderful. We spread freedom everywhere. We don't overthrow local governments and put dictators in that suck our dick at all. It's all freedom and love.
And by the way, if you want to go to a park, in the middle of it, there's going to be a statue of a Confederate soldier. Now, mind you, Idaho wasn't in the Confederacy, but we're still going to have one anyway, because fuck you.
So the vote came days after public testimony from students and teachers who overwhelmingly supported including climate science in public school standards.
They would have learned shit.
A Democrat representative there, state rep, Sally Toone, with an E, T-O-O-N-E, voted against removing climate references.
Good for you, Sally.
Said, at what point do we trust teachers? We have great teachers, and they've spent thousands of hours on this document, putting together what the new standards should be. The Idaho Content Standards, they call it, include key metrics for students from kindergarten through high school.
Right.
The evil GOP science-hating fuckwittles.
Hello, Mr. Fuckwittle.
Voted to remove all supporting science content included in the standards, which often went into more detail about human-caused climate change. They also voted to remove one paragraph from the state's performance standards that asks students to be able to, quote, describe that energy and fuels are derived from natural resources and their uses affect the environment.
Oh, my God. How the fuck, if you're a teacher, right, and you study science, you go to college for this bullshit, and you learn all this crap and you're into it and you're engaged, is it not demoralizing to see something like this?
Yeah.
So now I'm passionate about teaching, but I have to teach garbage to my kids.
How about doctors in Missouri? Oh, they were trying to force them to lie in several states. To lie.
To say if you get an abortion,
lie,
you're going to get breast cancer, right?
Yes. That you have an increased risk of cancer, and that's utterly not true. The American Medical Association. All the medical associations say it's bullshit, except one, which is a medical association of right-wing nut job dick bags. It's so funny how they always point to this, like, and they're innocuously named, like the American Federation of Physicians or something like that. But they're an extremist right-wing nut job conservative group of physicians who are going to say that.
And they're bullies, because I imagine most people that study medicine, it's a pain in the ass. It's a lot of hours. You don't get your degree and all this other shit just to tell somebody, hey, if you get an abortion, there's a chance you could get breast cancer. There's no fucking way you want to do that.
The examples of how fuels affect the environment include air pollution comes from the burning of fossil fuels.
Right.
They don't want that in the science books.
Well, then, what do they think happens when you burn fossil fuels then? It just turns into...
The Lord inhales it and exhales out lilac-scented oxygen. Yeah.
So is the Earth essentially a bong for God? Are we God's bong?
If I were God, it would be. The Representative Scott Syme, Republican, who proposed eliminating the performance standard, an evil, knuckle-dragging fuck.
Who elects these motherfuckers?
Listen to this guy. He argued that the standard forced students to come to a particular conclusion rather than draw their own conclusions based on science. No! The conclusions are there based on science.
What the fuck? I mean, this is laughable.
Well, yeah. Welcome to the GOP.
God, what a bunch of assholes.
He said, when we heard all the testimony, it was clear that all the students want to do inquiry and all the teachers want to move to this inquiry-based type of learning. And I think that's just spectacular. My problem with the one paragraph was that it led to conclusions. When you have conclusions in standards, it stifles inquiry. This is that you have to teach the controversy bullshit, like the religionists want to do, the Christianists want to do, teaching intelligent design or some shit like that. Teach the controversy. There is no controversy in science.
I think
there is none.
Right. And I think there is a place to teach that controversy. It's in history class. And the chapter is when these religious nutbag wackos tried to take over our fucking government and fuck our whole country in the ass with their bullshit.
Or an ethics class of how not to be, how to have ethics.
Right.
Don't be a Republican.
How do you think Trump and all this bullshit is going to be taught in the schools if we're around?
So this is where he should be flung in the stockade and have rotten everything thrown at him.
Oh, yes.
He said in the past, he doesn't care, quote, I don't care if students come up with a conclusion that the earth is flat, as long as it's their conclusion, not something that's told to them. That's what teaching is, you fuck. There are facts that you are taught. Yes, you're taught to think rationally,
absolutely,
independently.
Man.
And when you do that, you look at the preponderance of evidence.
Right.
And all the evidence point to anthropogenic climate change.
You know what pisses me off of that, this motherfucker? This rich guy, he's going to go to the doctor, going to say, listen, we think we found some cancer. We're going to operate on you. And so you know what's going to save his ass?
No science for you, you fuck.
Yeah, yeah. You don't get any science, dickhead. No chemotherapy. That's based on science. It's not based on the earth is flat.
Pray. Those parents who want to pray for their kids. Have a nice little prayer circle to pray away your ball cancer, you fuck.
I mean, there should be a law that if you advocate for this kind of bullshit, then you should have to, when you get sick, you get treated with this kind of witchcraft bullshit, mumbo jumbo, pray over my body and all that crap. No chemotherapy, no drugs, right. Go fuck yourself. This is nuts.
Now listen to this. This is a senior in high school who has infinitely more wisdom and brains than this Republican fuck.
Yeah.
Sime. Cassandra Kenyon, a senior at Timberline High School in Boise, spoke in support of adopting the standards that includes climate change.
Yes.
Said science education shouldn't be political. Education is being censored due to political fears, and students are the ones that are suffering. This is a high school student who has more wisdom and ethics than the entire Republican legislature of Idaho combined.
It shouldn't be political because it's not. It's not political. It's science.
Last year, Idaho voted to remove 5 paragraphs from science standards that mentioned climate change and mankind's role in the crisis, becoming the first state to successfully remove climate science from public education.
It's not Golden Corral. You can't say, oh, I want to remove the spiral ham, I want to remove the chocolate fountain and the croutons.
Right.
It's science, right?
Both Texas and West Virginia, two lovely places, have also restricted what students can learn about climate science. In 2017, 9 states considered bills that would restrict the kind of climate science taught to students or would encourage teachers to teach alternative sides to the climate debate. That's like saying, well, you know, we've known since, I don't know, Aristotle, that the world is fucking round. But there are some out there who think it's flat. So we're going to spend a few days of taxpayer-funded education time teaching you the fucking moron theory that the earth is cunting flat.
God damn it.
Because you got to teach all the sides.
You know what? There is a place to teach this. It's part of our gross fucking history. It's so dumb.
Only one state successfully passed its bill.
Yes.
And let's call it the state that is 20 minutes away from us.
Oh, my God.
Alabamistan.
Right. Well, shit, man. At least they didn't elect that rapist.
Their bill encourages freedom regarding scientific evidence subjects.
Freedom? Hey, guess what? None of us have freedom from science, right? I mean, I don't have freedom from gravity. I don't have freedom from the need to breathe oxygen. I don't have freedom from the photo fucking synthesis. I mean, I know I'm not a plant.
I love when these idiots say they don't believe in evolution. Yeah. Do you believe in gravity?
Yeah. And dickhead, when you're sick in a hospital and some bullshit doctor whips out some science and shoves it in an IV and saves your life, are you going to denounce that?
So a giant fuck you to the scumbag knuckle draggers of Idaho and every state.
Oh, yeah.
That teaches the denial of scientific fact.
I mean, we don't want to end up stupid. I mean, we are stupid.
Too late.
We are dumb as fuck. What am I saying? And God, you know.
Poor Ray Hemplo.
What?
For example.
Yes.
And Espan in Mexican.
Oh, fuck you.
I don't watch that crab diving because they speak Mexican once in a while.
God, Elon Musk, with this, everybody with their rockets shooting shit into space, you better hope we don't find higher intelligence out there and then they follow you home and fucking vaporize us.
McClatchy posted a story and a study.
Yes.
That. Those of us who are pretty active on social media will be like, well, no, duh.
Right.
To this one. Backers of President Trump are sharing more junk political news. Ideologically extreme, conspiratorial, sensationalist, and phony information on Twitter and Facebook.
Yes.
Wait for it. Than all other groups combined.
God damn.
Trumpist fucks, morons are sharing more bullshit lies on social media than every other interest group combined.
And so, like, you know, the idiots and the racists, they're all racist. If you support Donald Trump, you know, you're a fucking racist.
At best, complicit.
You are. Oh, yeah.
Okay
yeah,
with it.
Yeah. But, like, you know, like that guy I'm friends with, quote, with huge air quotes on Facebook, and he's like, listen, you don't have to like Donald Trump, but I do like what's happening in my 401k, whatever that fucking means.
Right.
Fucking asshole.
Not the past few days he hasn't.
Oh, yeah. What do you think about that, dickbag?
Yeah.
But, like, does this guy, you know, I mean, he's educated. You know, he doesn't think the earth is flat. So what does he do? Is he just like, well, fuck it. I'm getting rich. Who cares? Fuck it. Just fuck it.
Who, the people on social media?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they're Trumpists. They're
I mean, they don't care.
They're lunatics. They're dumb. They're brainwashed by Fox News.
Right.
And then when they're radicalized by Fox News, Fox News becomes too liberal for them.
Right, right.
So they slither over to Breitbart and Info fucking Wars.
I was mistaken. I thought they might find a level of shame in this study.
No.
Oh, okay.
Rather than obtaining news over social media from mainstream outlets, these Americans share posts from 92 Twitter accounts of fringe groups.
Right.
Such as 100% Fed Up, Angry God. Americans, the We team. Are the New Media. These are groups.
Right. Perfect.
The study collected data from hundreds of thousands of social media accounts.
Yes.
And found similar patterns from on Twitter and Facebook. The junk news sites,
yes,
included those on both the left and right. The findings suggest, quote, most of the junk news people share over social media ends up with Trump fans.
Right.
The far right. They are playing with different facts. And they, no, they're not. They're playing. There's no such thing as alternative facts or lies.
They're That's stupid.
Not a fact.
They're
then.
Stupid. They're in denial. Right. They don't care. I they don't know what
they,
that is.
Says they think they have the inside scoop on conspiracies.
Ah!
You just don't want to see the truth. How many times have
right.
I had that comment sent to me
well, they
when
have,
I argue with one yeah, of these idiots?
They have the inside scoop in that they're dumb as fuck. And they more easily believe in these dumbass conspiracy theories like Pizzagate. Right? Or
yeah.
The fucking, I don't know, what's another one? You know, like the Sandy Hook truther thing or whatever. Idiots.
The researcher said, as a result, it appears that a small chunk of the population isn't able to talk politics or politics or share ideas in
yes.
a sensible way with the rest of the population. They can't be trusted to play.
Yeah.
Is what they're saying.
Yeah, too. And like, it must... It's got to tell you something. If you want to share your idea with someone, if you believe some bullshit fact, you have to say, listen, everybody else says this is bullshit. Science will say this is bullshit, but doesn't that tell you anything?
They don't care. Doesn't
tell you anything.
It's a libtard conspiracy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
This guy said it's a problem for democracy. In an ideal world, everyone would get at least a few of the same news stories.
Yes.
There'd be some shared facts and some shared understanding of the problems facing the country.
Right.
That's not what happens.
It's a problem for democracy. It is the problem for democracy over here, right?
And Trump's combative style and daily Twitter posts have complicated matters further.
Right.
By shitting on trusted mainstream U.S. news outlets.
Yeah. You know, and a lot of these fake news stories and shit like this, it's like, yeah, there's some fake science out there that's horrible, but some of this other shit's based on racism.
Oh.
You know, and it feeds into these racist beliefs. It's so damaging.
Trust in news is strikingly divided across ideological lines, and an ecosystem of alternative news is flourishing, fueled
yes.
by extremist, sensationalist, conspiratorial, masked commentary, fake news, and other forms of junk news.
Masked commentary. Oh, meaning like it's supposed to be like an objective story, but it's not. It's
right.
clearly from the point of view of some right wing nut job Jesus bot.
Like everything on Fox.
That. Yeah, yeah, sure.
Fox and Friends handle.
Right.
We'll give Shep Smith a pass.
Yeah, Shep. Poor Shep.
So there you go. I mean, that's the study.
God, that's depressing. Is that good news? No. That's horrible news.
Among a sample of Twitter users with strong connections to one of 10 groups along the political spectrum, researchers found that 96% of Trump backers widely shared junk news and did so more than any of the other, all the other groups combined.
Oh, my God. You're validating it.
The groups include military and gun rights supporting groups.
Oh, my God. You know, that gun thing, that is, like, that's a huge thing because, like, the ability to be able to ignore 30,000 handgun deaths a year in, like, England has 4 or whatever, 13, Japan has none, but they don't have any handguns. I mean, that's crazy.
Among 13 similar categories of Facebook users, 91% of hard conservatives circulated junk news. 91%.
That's all of them.
Also more than all the other categories combined.
Hey, Elon, you don't think if you come around, if you come across some higher being with that fucking rocket of yours, they're just not going to come back to this planet and vaporize us? They're going to say, you know what? I want to have a look at the Earth, but first I want to get rid of all
the vermin.
Racist vermin dickbags. They're just horrible people. Sorry, guys, but fuck off. Be careful in space. I don't know that we want to meet any higher beings, man. They're going to fuck us up.
God, do you remember when Obama was president? I just want to flash back like a year and a half when there was shit going on.
It made,
crap.
You know, I don't know what it made liberals soft.
You think?
Yeah, I do. Obama left, and then we had this Trump guy come in that fucking election, and he didn't disguise this at all. He was very upfront about how shitty he is. And, you know, we laughed at him. CNN had him on. They treated him like a fucking person. All these people sucked his dick because they wanted the TV ratings, and he waltzed into office.
Mm-hmm.
He was a fascist that didn't even want to win, and we let him win.
This is a human. This is what we look like. This is what we act like.
No, it's really not.
Humans are horrible.
I mean, it is.
Horrible.
It's what Republicans act like.
God.
A few minutes left here in the big show today.
Yes.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Danke.
Let's see. Which one should we talk about now?
Oh, by the way, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend on Amazon, if you go through our portal, we get a little piece of. It doesn't cost you a dick. Or like that guy's name, Deke.
We'll save this for Friday, Faithless Friday.
Gaga.
Little Jesus-y story.
Ooh,
here.
Yes, please.
Here's a good news.
Yes.
I guess. I don't know how this is going to work out, actually. The European Union.
Right.
Is... now saying that no trade deals for you until you ratify the Paris Climate Accords.
Oh, wow.
The European Union will no longer make trade deals with the United States if President Trump follows through on withdrawing from the Paris Climate Agreement, according to a French official whose comments have been endorsed by the European Commission.
Well, that's, you know how that's going to work. He's going to tell everybody to fuck off.
Addressing the French, let's not forget that I think, didn't even North Korea sign on to it?
We're
the only ones now?
No, Syria.
Or Syria, right. Somebody, it was us in Syria or something like that, and now even they signed on to it? Like,
right.
We're the only ones?
The Venezuela or something like that.
Addressing the French Parliament, the French Foreign Affairs Minister... Jean-Baptiste Lemoyne said one of our main demands is that any country who signs a trade agreement with the EU should implement the Paris Agreement on the ground.
Well, maybe that'll work.
No Paris Agreement, no trade agreement.
Oh, oui. Well, would they do business with California? Because Jerry Brown's following that.
Oh, well, maybe. And there are other states that have said, fuck you, Trump. We're gonna follow the Paris Accord.
Wow, there's states that are ran by adults?
Couple.
Gee, that's crazy.
The EU trade commissioner, one of the trade commissioners, said, yes, Paris deal reference needed in all EU trade agreements.
Right.
So there you go. You want to play hardball, orange fuck. Now it's literally the rest of the world against us. Literally, when it comes to the climate change.
See, like, that's, in a way, I mean, now they're making it so there is a consequence to getting out of those Paris Accords, because Trump's thing, well, they weren't binding anyway, so who cares?
And the only reason they hate it is because Obama.
Absolutely.
I mean, seriously. And the climate changey thing also.
Black.
But the main thing, I don't think he would pull out of it if it hadn't been Obama's.
I think you're right.
Same with the Iran deal.
Right.
He wouldn't be screaming to get out of it, regardless of what his experts are telling him, that Iran is following the deal.
That's so fucked up. What's wrong with Republicans? Because, like, do you think W would have went into Iraq had his daddy not had that? You know, if it weren't.
Maybe Dick Cheney would have found a reason to.
Right.
Make his Halliburton buddies rich.
That's actually a stupid question. Think, well, would we have the second Iraq war without the first war? Well, no, stupid, because it would have been the first one. So whatever.
We'll keep our eyes on that and see if, you know, Trump says anything or the, that one's kind of quiet. You haven't really heard much news about that one.
I don't understand. Like, I mean, do you think Trump is going to be like, you know what? You got a point. We're going to go back into the Paris Accords. That's a good point. Do you think he would do that?
Who knows what he's going to do? He's capable of anything.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, he's nuts. He's
bananas. I'm going to nuke Paris for insulting me.
Ooh, God, Mod Gon sent us a picture of a tiny little tank.
I saw that. Yeah, it's great.
With an orange thing on the top. What was that?
So, Richard Pryor is trending, but not for why you would think? Holy shit. We'll have to get the Hollywood Hick on this one. Richard Pryor's widow... Or Quincy Jones, in a bizarre interview,
yes,
said that Marlon Brando fucked Marvin Gaye and Richard Pryor. But when asked about Bill Cosby, he said, we shouldn't talk about that publicly.
What the fuck?
You shouldn't talk about Bill Cosby, but right. Marlon Brando totally fucked Marvin Gaye and Richard Pryor.
Oh, my God.
Now Richard Pryor's widow is confirming.
Oh, my God.
That he slept with Marlon Brando. I mean, who cares?
I mean, that's crazy. I mean, were they even friends? I don't know.
Well, a few minutes, apparently.
Jesus Christ.
It says Richard, this is TMZ, Richard Pryor had a lot of sex in the 70s with both men and women.
Oh, okay.
Including Marlon Brando.
Oh, my God. That's nuts. Wow.
As Quincy Jones put it, Brando would fuck anything. He'd fuck a mailbox. James Jeez. Baldwin, Richard Pryor, Marvin Gaye. Allegation sent the internet into a frenzy.
Wow.
And now Pryor's former wife,
right,
his widow, says, oh, yeah, he totally fucked Brandon.
I want to fuck Richard Pryor. He's funny. God. This gif, by the way, of this tank thing.
Oh, we got to go.
Look at that. That's the funniest thing ever. It's a dog in a tank outfit.
Go to our Twitter.
God damn, that's the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen.
Anna Engelbrecht 5.
9!
Holy shit, we gotta get the fuck out of here.
Right.
On that news.
Bye bye.
If it is news.
Ultimately,
who cares? Let him pork away. It's just kind of strange.
Who the fuck, Marvin Gaye?
Thanks for joining us. We're back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com, your favorite podcasting app.
Yay!
You'll be able to find us. If you can't, let us know. We'll get listed on it. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy, his Instagram at RatedRComedy, or his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. So freaking Vile.
I like to fight, too.
Thanks for joining us. We're back tomorrow with more of this bullshit. Have a great evening, everybody.
Bye-bye.
I got a life force.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving.
Catch the Crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.